I'm going to share tonight something he's letting me jump into. Because right now, believe it or not, I'm not really dwelling in all those inheritances. They're all up there. We've taught whole series on them. But that's not where he's at. Right now, it's in the love. It's getting introduced into the glory. Right now, he's telling me it's a necessity that we apprehend this. He said it's one of the greatest things you should have in this life. And it's found in the Lord's Prayer first. It's in the seat called Riches and Glory. Hallelujah. It's in the Lord's Prayer. Now, remember in Matthew 6 when he said, Our Father, hallowed be thy name. There's a whole lot in that verse. You don't start with Our Father, hallowed be thy name. You start with entering in. You're getting in. Amen. And if you get in to where the Father is, you're automatically in Christ. Because you can't be in the presence of the Father and not be in Christ. He says, when you pray, enter into your inner sanctuary, and the Father that seeth you in secret. First, he said, the Father that's in that place. Well, if he's there and you're there, you can bet the Lord's there, because you cannot meet face to face with the Father outside of going through the Lord Jesus, the way, truth, and life. So you've already got position. You're already in position. So the first time you say, Our Father or My Father, you're already in the presence of the Father. You're in spirit. You're in truth. And you are getting moved into a state of worship now in spirit and truth, and you can bet that the Holy Ghost is going to give you a spiritual song. I'm starting to record them because they're so good. I love them. I come in the house singing them now. Hallelujah. I'm probably not anointed singing to you, but I am very anointed when I sing to the Lord. I am in the glory. Glory to God. So when you're in the presence and you're in the kingdom and Father, hallowed be the name, you're already in position now for kingdom transference. See, once you get in the Father, he's going to move you up into the glory, and then you're getting ready into the seats of inheritance. That's when he sits you down. You're already seated, but that's when he starts revealing the glory of that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's kingdom transference. That's coming through you. And in his final part of that, he says, give us this day, Father, our daily bread. Give us this day. Now, that daily bread was foreshadowed by the daily manna that was given to the children of Israel for 40 years. Even in their rebellion, God rained manna down for them every single day. He provided for them supernaturally. Manna is supernatural. Say it's supernatural. The manna of heaven is supernatural. It comes from heaven. Man did eat angels' food, the Bible says. It is a provision that comes from heaven. It's no different than the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is not, Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this daily bread. And then I got to go do everything I can do and sweat it out all day long to get my own bread. You are supposed to go into your job under the inspiration of the kingdom of God, under the covering of the kingdom of God, working in another system while everybody else is laboring around you in the sweat of the brow. You're in the system of God. You've got the yoke that's easy upon you. You've got the burden that's light upon you. You've got a breaker anointing upon your life. When you enter in to things happen. When the blessing of God came upon me when I was in the workforce, God blessed that man mightily. And he had a problem with me because the blessing of God was on me. He had a problem. He said, I have a big problem with you. I don't think you're worth what I'm paying you. I'm sitting at a car wash making $70,000 a year. He goes, listen, there are people out there in the workforce in the corporate world that don't make that much. He goes, I think you're worth like $35,000. I said, but I work on commission. I make money. You make money. He goes, I don't see it that way. I can't lower your percentage because then all my other people will quit because they're not making the kind of money you make. So he says, I'm going to fire you. That's what he did. He fired me. But the blessing of God, but God just opened it right back up. But that was the blessing of the Lord that came on it. Hallelujah. That kind of blessing is about to come upon you. Hallelujah. Now back then days, all I knew was faith and a faith, but now I am learning glory realm faith. Hallelujah. Because we're about to move some mountains. So give us this day our daily bread. The Lord said, everybody tell them, I want them to birth a river of daily manna that will never run dry.
where their job won't come through, the river will come through. It's not automatic. You've got to learn how it works in the kingdom of God. It's part of the transference process of the kingdom. You are called to be daily. Say daily. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us. Say loadeth us with benefits. We are supposed to be carrying the glory of God. We are supposed to be in the manifest presence of God, receiving the manifest blessing of God, the manna from heaven, and we're supposed to bring it back down here and loose it and start cranking up a brand new river, a river of increase, a river of divine multiplication. I'm preaching a lot better than you're shouting. A river of glory. A river of provision. It opens brand new things for you. So when you wake up, you're not hating where you're going. You're loving what God's doing. He's done open up a brand new river of blessing for you. Instead of running around saying, poor me, woe is me. You can't hang out in this church and have that kind of attitude. You know way too much now. You know how to get a hold of God. You can sit up there in that seat and you can get clothed with an inheritance will never run dry. It doesn't matter what the enemy's. You know, people are locked up from 10 years ago. The enemy stole this. I said, get over yourself. God has an eternal inheritance up there. That's why when the man came to the Lord Jesus, wanting him to say, divide the inheritance between, he says, what do I have to do with you? I don't work down in your system. You would think the guy's getting his inheritance stolen, the Lord would have a little compassion on him. But the Lord said, I represent another kingdom. I don't squabble around in yours. There's another kingdom here. You're fighting over something, and I've got something eternally laid up for you. Oh, this is the generation. I feel the heart and the pulse of God, the heartbeat of God. This is the generation that's going to access the fullness. This is the generation that's going to clothe in the fullness. This is the generation. He's going to download the right hand of God down into the earth. Hallelujah. Listen, you know in the middle of the tribulation, the devil's getting downloaded right in the earth. Do you know Michael the Archangel is going to empty the entire second heaven midway through the tribulation? All of them are coming down. The devil and all his demonic principalities and powers are going to get cast down into the earth. Before that happens, God in heaven is going to cast down, download the entire right hand of God. All that inheritance go whoosh. Even if you could download it, he'd just replenish it all. It's eternal, but boy, we're going to get a boatload. That's called salvation, miracles, signs, wonders, healings, revival, deliverance, king, priest, government, raising the dead in a first world country. Because that's part of that, one of the things the Lord said, he goes, I want you to sit in this seat. I want you to teach people how to sit here. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Say, well, I don't need that. I got a good job. Yeah, what if the Lord calls you to ministry? You're going to find out real quick. You're going to have to learn how to believe him. I had something really good going for me. I birthed that river before I went to the ministry. And that blessing came upon me in the ministry. So I didn't struggle the first 3 or 4 years of the ministry like everybody else did. It was already on me. Hallelujah. It was easy to believe. I can't believe I lost that thing, but I'm cranking it back up. Hallelujah. I'm cranking it up from a brand new realm. That's what we're doing. We're cranking it up, baby. It's going to flow like rivers, and I will never lose it again. Not only are you going to crank that one up, we're going to crank all of that up. Hallelujah. I am like a bulldog. That's steak right there for me. That's meat for me right there. I have meat to eat that you know not of. That's my meat right there. There's a lot in there. His fullness is there. All the stuff you want. You can walk right into the love of the Father every day. I'm talking about the gully washer love. I got so caught up in the Lord, I couldn't even hardly get to the Father today. All I know is I was caught up. Normally I'd go straight to the Father, and I got caught up with the Lord and couldn't hardly get up to the Father because it was all about him. They all love you. A lot. Okay, Philippians 4, verse 19. I call this the riches and glory here, the seat, but daily manna flows from that seat. It says, my God shall supply. He will supply. Say, he will supply all your need
according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now this is daily provision. This is daily needs. This is unexpected and expected. Amen. You've got expected needs, but you've got expected bills. Like Tina says, man, I didn't pay the bill because I didn't have it. Then you got unexpected bills that show up. That's what this river does for you. That's what manna does for you. It provides. It'll be there when you need it to be there. God will be there, but you've got to receive it and get it working. You get your faith working. The Lord said, tell them to get it working. And they will never know lack all of their days. Whatever I call them to do, lack won't sit there and prophesy to them, tell them they can do it. It's designed to be received. You sat up in your tent and the manna showed up. You didn't go out there and collect the manna. You didn't get no manna. It's designed for one day. You don't get it, you don't get it. It's daily. Say daily. Say blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. We are called to plug into an eternal source and receive from that source. To sit down in the seat. The way he does it with me, I start becoming aware of it. I'll sit down in a state of awareness and I'll begin to aware of all the riches and the glory that's in the heavenly rooms. Father, I thank you. You make it all grace to abound towards us. They're always having all sufficiency and all things and abounding in every good work. It's all here, Father. You wish above all things prosper and be in good health. It's all here that you supply every need. The daily manna for this day, my family, for this church and its operations, for all expected and unexpected operations, things and necessities of life, it's here. It's here, Father. It's all been laid up for me here. It can never be stolen. It's full of abundance. It's full. When you get in the Spirit, you'll feel the abundance. When you get in the Spirit, you feel. Do you understand that ministry costs money? What do you think these lights cost every month? This building with a taco stand in front of it costs money. The chair you're sitting in, everything costs money to run. Would you rather me go work all day long in the world and then come in here and preach something from 50 years ago? Or would you rather me sit before God and hear his word and give you the treasures of God? It's not about going after money. The kingdom is full of the blessing of the Lord. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be enriched in every good work. He don't want you struggling all your days. He wants you to abound so he can call you to do something. You'll be abounding. You'll be the asset in his kingdom. You're abounding. You got the blessing of the Lord on you like Abraham did. People will see it. People around you will start getting blessed. It'll get on other people. The blessing of the Lord will get on people. That's not the love of money. That's loving God. So I'm getting it from him. I'm getting it from the Father. He loves us. He wants us to abound for his kingdom. He wants us to be full and enriched in every good thing. He wants us to be full of everything. Does that look like it's one-sided up there? That's some fullness up there. Your calling's in there. Your healing's in there. The salvation of nations is in the seed of nations. Operations of wisdom, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, wisdom, promise to build your house, hew out your seven pillars. Wisdom, promise. She said one of her things, she goes, by me cometh witty inventions. You know where that comes from? The seed of omniscience. Who's to say that wisdom won't plant you down in one of those seats and give you an invention? a witty invention that'll shake the world. I believe this country's not over with. One of the things that made this country great was the innovation that came out of it, because they gave it to God. And no other country in the world was like this one. The innovation that sprang forth made us so wealthy. And everybody's trying to break it down, but God's got a new wave of innovation. His sons and daughters are going to receive a brand new wave of innovation in this last hour. Sitting in the seat of omniscience. I remember a preacher, he ran around with Paul Keith Davis, but he got caught up and the Lord spoke to him. And he said, you know, a lot of my people I've given witty inventions to, and they failed to bring it forward. He said, the number one reason is because when they got the invention, they tried to do it all in their own strength. And they didn't understand. It's exactly what he told them. They don't understand the ways of my faith. And because I gave it to them, I require that they bring it forth by faith. But they were trying to bring it forth by their own strength. And they failed. And many of those inventions get laid to the ground because my people did not know how to carry them by faith. Those are seats you sit in. That's part of your inheritance. It's part of our inheritance. It's part of his testimony of who he is. We receive the manna. When I sit in that seat, I'm already in the fullness of the Father. So it's very easy when you're in the love of the Father and you sit and you receive the manna. The Bible says in Mark 11, he says, you believe that you receive. It's right there is when you receive. I'll sit there until I feel a transference. I have specific things I believe in out of that manna. Specific things for this church. For it to run, like, hey, you talk about, there's a shifting. There's a financial shifting in this church. God's requiring us that we operate out of this place now. When you're shifting from an old system to a new, you gotta know who you are. You gotta stay in the glory. You gotta stay in faith. People don't understand what faith is. Faith is a muscle. You have to exercise it. You just don't go in there and all of a sudden it's cranked up. You go in there day after day after day and all of a sudden it starts generating. Once it starts generating, the pump gets primed and then it starts flowing. Then you get into the divine flow of things. You're in a momentum now of the Spirit. When that momentum comes, you can ride it. I've made a great mistake when I cranked up that first river, because I rode that momentum and I stopped doing what caused that momentum to flow. And I lost it. That's not a fun thing to do. When you go from riding in the high places where it's easy, because it gets easy. It's a yoke that's easy. It's a free-flowing river that gets easy. It just makes things happen. You're walking in another system. Then you lose it. You start struggling. It's like walking through the mud. And clay, it's like every step just takes forever to get through. You lose your way, you follow the wrong stuff. Then God's got to realign, hallelujah. I'm not focused, I'm fixed. I'm fixed. You have to have that to receive from the kingdom. You have to give your life to it. If any man that taketh not up his cross and die daily and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. And you think, oh my, I gotta take up my cross and die. We always think all that dying. It's not really what he was saying. You have to die to your will to walk into that place. You have to die to the will of the flesh to walk in that place. You have to die to the distractions of this world to walk into that place. Because you're not gonna go in there if the world's dominating your heart. If the world's dominating your life, you're not gonna go in there. You're not going to be a disciple of his right hand. You have to die. But you can live. The glorious thing is it's only a short death now. My flesh gets up. I'm like, I don't want to do this. You surrendered and bam, you're in the glory. My spirit says, I want to do this. Solomon said, I've seen something really unusual. I've seen servants up on horses and princes walking upon the face of the earth. The servant is like the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotional faculty. The horse is like the body. He says, there's a soul riding that body. There's a servant upon that horse. And the prince, the new man, he's walking behind him. The prince is supposed to be on the body with the reins. And the soul is supposed to be behind. That's the divine order. But your soul starts running your life. You'll never move in these dimensions.
All God can do is just bless us. He wants more than just bless us. He wants more than us just attend church. He wants us to dwell in the glory. Dwelling in the Father. Dwelling in His grace. Oh, how I love dwelling in this place. It's the best song you're going to get tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm dwelling in the Father. I'm dwelling in His grace. Oh, how I love dwelling in this place. Dwelling in You, Father. We're dwelling in Your grace. Oh, how we love dwelling with You in this place. Dwelling in the glory. Dwelling in the inheritance. Sons and daughters of God being clothed in inheritance. It'll change the way you preach. It'll change your strength. You start getting strength upon your life. Just because you dwell in perfection, you might not come back here perfect. But you're being perfected. So don't be hard on yourself. When you're indwelling in perfection, you come down here and you're not going to handle everything perfectly. It's quite a dichotomy because you're way up there in the glory and you're swimming in glory. And you come back here like, I can't believe I just handled that way. God said, climb back in. You're not all that yet, but climb back in. That's why you got to stay with Him. We got to stay in the Father's love so He can perfect us. It's not a one-sided thing up there. It's a fullness there. God knows how to balance everything about you up there. God's going to balance everything up there. He's got a full-blown balance. Love will balance all things. God knows how to balance. If you're not dwelling with God, then you're in trouble. But if you're dwelling with God, let Him balance things out. He'll do it. He's good at it. People get it all in a tizzy and they leave because they think we're getting unbalanced somewhere. I'm like, let us finish. Let God finish what He's doing. He that begun a good work in us, He's going to complete it. Amen. You get clothed in the riches of His glory. You get clothed in the riches of His grace. You get clothed. Say, clothe me, Lord. Clothe me. You believe, you receive. You take those teachings and I believe I get acclimated to it and I'm aware of it and I'm practicing the awareness. And all of a sudden that room just gets filled up. And I said, Father, I receive today on the behalf of the church. I receive on the behalf of my family. I receive Your provision. I receive the manna and I grab a lot of it. You know, the hardest thing ever is the Lord tells me to go back. He goes, you got to go back there and release that. I said, I like it here. He goes, I like you being here. So you got to come back. You need to practice getting into you come back loaded. Stop depending on your gift here. Your gift is for a certain sphere. We're not sons and daughters that are going to be leveled out in a gift. We're going for the fullness. Amen. We're going for the fullness. Say fullness. We're going to get clothed. Okay, when you come back through the door, you need to acclimate yourself into this realm because you're loaded with things. Your decree is powerful. As I was talking to Chuck about this the other day, he said, when he come back, when you decree, he said, you know, I'd come back and I decreed I was so full of faith, but as the day goes by, the enemy will surely bring you all kinds of reports that are absolute contrary. And that'll start affecting you as the day goes by because you're not in that same glory. That's why when you come back, he says, when you speak to the mountain and he says, you believe what you say, if you can have what you say, if you doubt not in your heart and believe those things that you say, the way that you believe what you say is when you come out of the glory and you're full of faith, that's the time to decree what you've been given. That's the time to speak to the mountains and decree the manifestation and loose that deposit of the Holy Spirit. Because there's going to come a day, you're going to come out full, you're going to loose it, and all of a sudden the river is going to go, bam, out of my belly flowing rivers of living water. Out of my belly floweth rivers of kingly waters, priestly waters. Start prophesying. I have scriptures I prophesy going in, scriptures I prophesy going out. My gates are open continuously now. See, now it's the gate this way. They're open. Open the gates. Continuously, day and night, they shall not be shut.
I'm blessed in the city, and I'm blessed in the field. That's the same way creative coming through. We don't have time to run around to every church in the world. We got to go media with a spotlight to go find them. Just looking for the disciples, the ones that want to dwell there. This is our life's message right here. Isn't that glorious? Hallelujah. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Father, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefit. Today we receive the benefits. Today the river of benefits is flowing. Today the waters are flowing. Waters of blessing. Waters of increase. Waters of multiplication. Waters of healing. Waters of manna. Let the manna flow. Let the kingdom flow. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. Blessed coming in. Blessed going out. You cause for us, Father. You open the good treasure, the heavens. You're giving rain upon our land in this season. You're blessing all the works of our hands. We are lenders now in the earth, and we shall not borrow. We are priests to the Lord and named ministers of our God. And we are being fed with the treasures of the nations. Our eyes shine with joy and our hearts are filled with thrill. For merchants from around the world are flowing unto us, bringing unto us the wealth of many lands. Let this manna flow. Brand new income streams I decree and prophesy over this church. Brand new opportunity I decree and prophesy over this church. Brand new invention, witty inventions, favor releasing upon this body, favor releasing, brand new open effectual doors in this place. Father, we thank you. Our paths are bathed in butter. We walk in the smoothness of your favor. We walk in the smoothness of your kingdom. We walk, Father, in the rest of your kingdom. Not by our might, not by our power, but by your spirit going before us. Making every crooked place straight. I break the spirit of debt, poverty, lack, and destruction over this place. We say your defense is parted from you. The systems that dominated you, we break them today. Your defense is parted. No more of your name will be seen or sown again upon our land. You utterly cut off and you will not rise a second time. Today, Father, we walk in the blessing and the glory and the favor and the fullness. Today we walk in the fullness. Oh, it's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom here in the earth. It's your good pleasure, Father, to give us the kingdom. You spare not your only son. How shall you not by way of him freely give us all things? Father, let it release. Let it multiply. Let it abound, Father. We wear the kingdom this day. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord glory. Hallelujah. Get clothed, decree, release, be filled, say be filled. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. See, when you come back and you decree, you're full of faith and you're full of glory and you're full of life, you loose that and watch your tongue all day long. Because that same Lord might not stay on you all day. And the enemy might bring a circumstance. Just make a covenant with your eyes. I'm not looking upon that circumstance. Bite your tongue. Because your words are carrying power. They're carrying creative power now. And you're opening the final gates now. The final gates of demonstration. And all will flow. The salvation of nations will flow. This whole church will be filled with disciples. Faith grows. Amen. Healing. How would you like to carry creative healing power? You're a carrier of it. Carrier, say carrier. A carrier of it. You get in the presence of somebody, Holy Ghost will yank that stuff off of you and go, bam! You carried it directly from the Lord Jesus Christ, the carrier of glory, carrier of blessing, carrier of salvation, a carrier sitting with you, Lord, in the right hand, sitting with you. Father, release thy fullness. Release the affectionate open doors of the glory right now.